Welcome back to Spill the Tea Unfiltered.
Hey, guys.
Oh, man. You know, there's something trending right now. Have you seen it?
Yeah. Are you talking about Kate?
Yeah.
Because that's wild.
Wild. So if you don't know what we're talking about, there was a girl who was on a podcast who said that she's not a feminist. Sorry, sue me. And then later, like what, she came back and was like, oops, sorry, I didn't know what feminism was.
Did you see how uncomfortable her friend was when she said that? And she was like, oh, I am.
Well, yes, because all women should be.
Right. Like her friend was like embarrassed for her.
Yeah. I would be too.
Me too. I'd be like, hmm.
And she said like she thought it was like the man hate club, which that kind of does go with it to a degree. But it's because of things like the Mansphere and things like the Rape Academy. You know, that's where that comes from. And they're like not being equal in the movement right now where they're saying they want to take our rights away for voting.
Mm-hmm. But like, it's not all men, obviously. However, women should be able to stand up for their rights.
Well, yes, we should be able to stand up for our rights. And the thing with like the, it's not all men, but it's always a man. And it's the whole concept of like, we don't know which man. So if you have a tray of cookies in front of you and one of them is poisonous, are you going to try? Mm-hmm. Like, are you going to go guess which one's the bad one? Like, no one's going to do that. Like, you're not going to purposely do that. So the problem is, because there are so many bad men out there, obviously, with things, again, like the Mansphere and the Rape Academy, we...
Or how about the man in Huntsville?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's a guy that killed his wife and he's been on the run. And wild. He said, hey, there's our mascot back there making biscuits. He's in the bakery. That is Tupac making his biscuits. But the statistics of like a man killing his wife or his partner or even just like somebody they've dated is insane. And then like the full family annihilators that kill their entire family, including the children. Like, it's a wild time. So like, why a woman wouldn't be a feminist? I think it just like got this negative connotation because men gave it one. The patriarchy gave it a negative connotation. So then everybody was like, oh, being a feminist is bad. It's like, who started saying it was bad? Men? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Okay. And did you see today that they banned the pill that you can get in the mail for safe abortions?
No, I did not.
Yep. So it's banned now. They can't ship
worldwide,
it
or like United countrywide. States? Mm-hmm. Wow.
So they can't ship it anymore. And no matter where you stand on abortion, if you're not a woman, sit down. Sit down. So right. I'm like,
I mean, we had this conversation last night. Would a man feel the same way if he had to carry the baby?
Yeah,
obviously not, because there are plenty of men who have children and don't take care of them, leave the women.
Yeah, leave their kids. Raise them. I mean, we've seen one live and in action with Dick. So, yeah, no, it would not be held to the same if it was men that had to get pregnant, carry a baby, and deal with being the main parent.
Mm-hmm.
So, and yes, there are women who abandon their children, so don't come at us. But the percentage of men that abandon their children to women that abandon their children, men do it a lot more. So do not come at us being like, women abandon them too. Because the men that do that in our comments who are just like, well, what about women? Okay. Yeah, sure. There's bad women out there.
There are.
But do you really want to get into this, like the statistics of it?
Right.
Like, obviously, there's one that is much higher than the other. So, but yeah, it was pretty wild to see that girl. I mean, she was young. She looked like she was probably in her 20s or something, but still like just a weird thing to say in 2026, especially when we're literally seeing parts of like Handmaid's Tale, like in real life.
Right. Like every day I'm like, we're getting a little too close for this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is getting scary because, you know, I saw something posted today on Instagram that said, if you think they're not coming after your birth control and you think that that's too extreme, then you haven't been paying attention. Mm-hmm. And I was like, that's 100% accurate. Mm-hmm. Like right now, birth control is free for most people if you have insurance. And if they take that, that's going to be insane. And honestly, with the way we're going, I wouldn't put it past them. And I'll be pissed because I'm not active with anybody. I don't even take it to not have children. I take it because I have painful periods.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of women take it for that exact reason. So
don't want one.
Well, I don't want a kid either. Or
a period. I'm in a period. Oh, yeah, I don't want a period. Mine takes it all away from me. Like, yeah. And I just never want it again.
That's fair. And mine's super painful, like double over painful if I don't have contraception to be able to take. And so it's just, we live in a crazy world right now. And I don't know how to feel. And I feel like a lot of women probably feel like that.
I just make sure to keep my passport updated for any time I need to flee.
Literally.
You ain't going to try to catch me trying to get to Canada or Mexico because I'm going to take the first flight out.
Yeah, I'm not going to either one of those countries. Mm-hmm. I'm going to Europe because the EU, a woman today just they're trying to change for all of the EU the definition of rape, which 100% should happen. And of course, a man was arguing about it. And so this woman gets up there and she says, the definition of rape should literally be if you do not have consent, if there is not a yes, then it is rape. Meaning if the woman is incapacitated.
Yeah.
If the woman, you know, is asleep because that's what they were doing there in the academy.
That's what happened to me.
Oh yeah. And I mean, it's happened to me too.
Several times.
Yeah. I started to say it's actually happened to me a lot too. Cause I feel like men are like, they wake up and they're like, I can just put it in because she's my girlfriend and I could just do what I want. I'm like, where was the consent in this? I was asleep. So she's saying if there's not a yes, then it's not consent. And of course the guy was up there being like, well, how do you define a woman? And I was just, because they're trying to then push the gender thing and the gender ideology. And I'm like, those don't have anything to do with anything. Like, and she said, she was like, that's like a gender ideology thing that shouldn't even be in politics. She's like, what I'm saying is if someone identifies as a woman and then she gets, and there is not consent, then it is rape. Or anybody.
Really,
if a man,
it's anybody. Because I mean, like if a man didn't consent, then it's rape. If he didn't say yes, it's rape.
Right. It's a lot harder to rape a man, but you can still do it. So
it's a lot harder for a woman to rape a man.
Correct.
A man can rape a man.
Correct. And again, not all men, but always a man. Yes. Correct, though. Like, that is true. So, yeah, but that's what it is. It's either consent or no consent. Like, you either get a yes, and if there's no yes, then it's rape. Mm-hmm. And so hopefully that passes in the EU, and then I'm just going to go over there.
I really think, like, we could go ahead and just pack our bags. You know, really and truly, like, I'm almost sure that I could probably claim citizenship back in Holland. We could give it a shot.
Mm-hmm. I know, but Holland, it just smells like pot. Gross. I would go to Finland though, because Finland's run by a woman and it's one of the happiest places. So like the top three happiest places are all three ran by women. Imagine that.
Jinx.
They also have an island. I believe it is in Finland where men aren't allowed to go. Mm. It's like a women only island. And I'm like that. I want that. Yeah. So today we're going to get into my past a little more, a story that I haven't told. We're going to go all the way back. We're going to go back to the young Lauren. So we're going to go all the way back to high school and my first like real boyfriend and my first love, my high school sweetheart. I'll call him Jay. Yeah, we'll call him Jay. So Jay and I met because a mutual friend came to like my church and liked my friend. And then wanted to do a double date because they were juniors and I was a freshman and my friend was a sophomore. And so they wanted to do a double date. So I went on this double date and fell head over heels in love with this guy through the years. We ended up being together a total 7 years as high school sweethearts. I thought I was going to marry him, obviously. But the entire relationship was toxic. Like now looking back, I'm like, oh God, like it was so bad. Like so bad. Of course that first year, like it's like all my firsts, right? So right. Like first everything. Mm-hmm. And then, on our 1 year anniversary, because when you're a teenager, you're dumb and you're like, let's make the first time romantic. And, apparently romance was on an anniversary in the back of a Mustang. Horrible, horrible idea.
It's okay. Mine wasn't no better.
Like, Gross. But so I'm big in, I was in church at this point, right? So growing up Southern Baptist, which left a horrible, dirty taste in my mouth for the church. So I wasn't in the church for a long time, which we've talked about. They had that ceremony where you get a purity ring in front of the entire church, where I was married off to God and was giving a fucking wedding band. I don't know if that church still does that, but it was, looking back, it's completely psychotic. Like, completely psychotic to marry God.
Did you have to wear a white dress?
Maybe. I honestly don't remember, but I know, I mean, we always had to wear dresses because you weren't allowed to wear jeans to church. So I was in a dress, but it was a silver wedding band and I had to wear it on my ring finger.
Oh, yeah.
South Park did an episode about it. Mm-hmm. And it's still one of my favorite episodes where they make fun of the Jonas Brothers and it goes, I wear a ring on my finger to remind me what I cannot do. well, that ring didn't stop me or anyone else because we're teenagers and we have insane hormones and that's just life. But in that time and honestly still today in a lot of world, parents don't talk to their children about mm-mm. anything. It's just abstinence. No like safe sex talks, no nothing. So straight up just abstinence, which is just not realistic and not a good thing to do. So needless to say, I lost my virginity to this man, kid. We were kids, like this boy. And he called me like an hour after. And I'm on like cloud nine, like in my room, right. Like, oh my God. Like I just can't believe I just did that. And like now I'm gonna marry him, right? Because like God said you have to marry who you lose your virginity to. So yeah. I'm going to marry him.
We've been together for a year.
Yeah, we've been together a year. So obviously it's true love. And he calls me crying because gaslight much. Manipulation. To tell me that he had been cheating on me.
Why do they have to do that like at the worst times? Like, I mean, like if you're going to admit it, thank you for admitting it. But like.
But why did you take my virginity and then call and tell me? Because mm-hmm. you felt some kind of guilt. So you felt the need to tell me to make yourself feel better. So of course I cried and I didn't know what to do. And he called me Sugar Bear. Horrible.
Ugh.
I know.
Ugh.
Oh, I know.
I broke up with him then.
That was my nickname was Sugar Bear. So everything ew. He gave me was like Sugar Bear, Sugar Bear, Sugar Bear. And so he told me this on our anniversary, which was also like a week before Valentine's Day. So then for Valentine's Day, he bought me like all this shit and like flowers and like a handmade card. And it was like, Sugar Bear, I'm so sorry, blah, blah, blah. I'll never hurt you again, blah, blah, blah. And we had prom coming up, you know, in a couple months and stuff. And I went to all four proms with him. My freshman, sophomore year, I went with him to his junior and senior at his school. And then he came back from college and went to my junior and senior at my school. And I went to the same college as him. Like, I mean, I did follow him to a degree, but also my friends were going there. So I just kind of like followed everybody because I just didn't really, I just wanted to be with people I liked. I didn't really care. So I obviously didn't break up with him that when that happened, like I didn't know what to do and I felt guilty and everything else. And
well, you were also young.
Yeah. Very. And so I was just like, you know, this is just the, you know, he made a mistake. He's never going to do it again. Newsflash. He did it again.
Of course he did.
Multiple times.
Of course he did.
So I remember he went to Mexico with one of his best friends and there was a hurricane down there. And, you know, you got to remember this is like before we had unlimited texting and calls on cell phones. It cost money, right? So mm-hmm. like it was free after 9. So you had to wait till 9 o'clock. Well, he was in Mexico. So like, I didn't even get to talk to him, but I knew there was a hurricane down there and they had sheltered in place. And it was right before he was going to his freshman year of college. So I would have been a junior going into my junior year of high school. And I know he cheated on me before this too, because I actually, because I am nothing if not a sleuth. I figured out who he cheated on me with for the virginity part. And she went to a neighboring high school and she also threw shot put and discus like I did for track. I may have tried to throw my shot put at her.
Oh my God.
Because
it wasn't her fault.
I know. But back then teenage Lauren didn't understand that. Yeah. Teenage Lauren was like, fuck her. Like, she's trying to steal my boyfriend. And like, what's funny is years later, I actually met her at a mutual friend's wedding and we laughed about it. And so like, we're cool now. Like, there was no, you know, crazy stuff, but like, it took years for that to be the case. But, you know, teenage Lauren, I'm sure everybody was like that, right? Like in high school, you're like, you never, because we were always like made to put the men on pedestals. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stories we were hearing, you know, on MTV and everything else was like girl bashing. Everything's the girl's fault. So I think that was just my like thought process at the time. Anyway, he's in Mexico and he happens to meet someone that lives like an hour from Raleigh where we're going to go to college. And he, created a MySpace. We're really gonna show how old
we
are.
Bringing it back.
He created a MySpace, and I didn't have one. I wasn't allowed to have one. I didn't have one, but a friend had one, so I had.
You didn't have MySpace?
I did later, but my parents wouldn't let me set one up.
Good for mom.
Yeah, my parents wouldn't let me set one up, so a friend of mine let me use her email address to set my own up. So then I had a burner one, basically, and saw he either put her in her his top eight, something happened, like, and I figured out who she was again.
He had the audacity to put her in his top eight
because I didn't have one, so he thought that I wouldn't see it.
Your friends wouldn't tell you.
Yeah, I know, he's again, he was a boy. But so I figured out who she was and I ended up messaging her, and she was like, oh honey, he's cheating on you with me. He's like, we slept together in Mexico, he's come here multiple times, blah blah blah. And I was like, he's cheating on you too. And at that point, we had been together like 3 years, or it would have been over 3 years at that point. So I was just like.
But she just didn't care?
No, she thought, like, in her, like, the way she talked to me was like, oh, honey, bless your heart. He's cheating on you. And I'm like, honey, bless your heart. He's also cheating on you. What do you mean? Anyway, so that didn't really go anywhere. She was like, well, I'm not going to break up with him. Well, he, I think, called it off with her at some point. But when this happened, I was like really upset, right? So I was just like, well, I'm going to get him back because toxic.
You go, girl.
Toxic. So, yeah. So I, you know, I did whatever I wanted to do because he was at college and I was, you know, in high school still, and he was obviously cheating. So I was like, whatever. But we stayed together the whole time. Like, we never broke up. It was just him being like, we would
almost, y'all were in an open relationship
without admitting we were in one, because we would get in a huge fight whenever I'd find out he cheated. Mm-hmm. And so then I guess I would be like, we're done, but like a high school, we're done. So like I knew we were never really done. Yeah. He was also an alcoholic, which didn't help anything, like and like a true one. Like, he had to get a box for his car because he got so many DUIs, and then he wouldn't even let me drive. He'd make me blow on the box to get the car to start.
One of the girls in high school had one.
Yeah. So
we used to have play a game at the parties on who's sober enough to blow in the box.
Yeah. Like, it was actually really sad because he is a genius. He didn't have to study for anything. He was valedictorian in high school. He was top of his class in college. Like, insanely smart, but an alcoholic.
It's so weird though, because every alcoholic I've known has always been extremely smart.
That's weird.
It's the weirdest thing. Like,
and he was
one of them.
Amazing at tennis. Amazing. So like, all through high school, he was great. He was able to walk on to NC State's tennis team. And I will never forget, like, there was a match that he was supposed to wake up for, and they were going to play Duke. And I hate Duke. Like, ew. So I was like, this is awesome. Well, he got drunk the night before and slept through his alarm and didn't go. So he got kicked off the team. And I'm just like, I wonder what untapped potential may have happened for him.
Had he not had the drinking problem.
Right. If he wouldn't. So he would also blame the drinking all the time for him cheating.
I'm like,
that's not an excuse.
I just drank too much.
Not an excuse. So my senior year summer of high school, a friend of mine, her parents took us on a cruise. And to cheat it again. So I was like, I'm going to have whatever fun I want to have on this cruise. So I end up having like a one night stand with this dude on this cruise. And Jay had the audacity to be like pissed off, because I told him. He was like, did you do anything on your cruise? I was like, yeah. Like, why do you care? You cheat on me all the time. Like, why do you care? And again, manipulation. He brought over to my house, to my parents' house, because obviously I was in high school, I was still living there. Mm-hmm. He brought over a huge like board, like poster board that said like happy 3.5 year anniversary sugar bear and like all this stuff and flowers and chocolates. And I 100% know the only reason he did that was because I told him that. So he was trying to make me feel even worse. Mm-hmm. And so then when I got back, I of course felt horrible. And like, but now with my adult brain, I was like, manipulation.
Mm-hmm. Why have I always been mean? Because my ex did something similar to that. And I definitely put the flowers in the road and run them over in my car.
No, I was too nice. Again, well, we learned this because I was too nice with Dick too.
I was always mean. I don't know. I'm way nicer now. You guys are lucky. Because I was mean as shit.
The meanness of me was being like, well, I'm going to go sleep with a friend because 90%...
I did that too.
90% of the time, not his friends, my friends.
Oh, his friends.
No, not his friends. 90% of the time, it was like, I wanted to... If I was going to get him back, I wanted to be with somebody safe and somebody who I knew I wouldn't catch feelings for because I knew that me and Jay weren't going to be done. So I would just stick to that. Except for the cruise. That was the first time that it had been like a rando. And also just don't do that. It's not smart. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. Learn from my dumbness as a child. Oh, also, yeah, I guess I just turned 18. So lucky for that guy. Because...
Barely legal. You know, he left that cruise thing and he won the lottery.
Yeah.
And just for the correction, it was friend, not friends for me.
Oh, okay.
Just right. One. All right. Single.
Single. But yeah, so I was obviously going to college with like him. So I was starting college that fall. So I, you know, show up at state and of course we're back together and everything. And he's in dorms still. Even his junior year, he was still in the dorms. And then I was in dorms because I was a freshman. So I could walk over and everything. Well, when he got drunk, he would get abusive, throw things around me, at me, hold me down, bang his head against, like, I would block my face and he would, like, I'd have bruises all over my elbows. And one night he got really drunk. It was his birthday. Of my freshman year, he got really drunk and I'd thrown him like this surprise party. I had his friends from our hometown come in town for it and everything. And he had left his AIM up because again, we're going back. And he
is really going back.
It is. He had left it up and he had been talking to this girl in one of his classes and like telling her how hot she was and like asking her on a date and stuff. And he was passed out and I was pissed. So I woke him up. And I was screaming and I was mad. And then he started screaming. They started getting like really violent. So one of his best friends. So I do end up with one of his best friends, but that's because he ended up being my best friend. He ditched him for me and ended up being my best friend.
Well, that's the same situation that happened with me too.
Oh, okay.
Just to clarify, I'm just not that spiteful, but I can be very spiteful. Do not play with me.
So he was in the room next door because they were in a suite and he like busted in and like grabbed me and like ran me into his room and locked the door. And I was, of course, crying. And Jay like almost broke down the door. Like he was like violently like screaming and kicking the door and stuff. And that was probably the start of me and his friend's friendship.
Yeah.
Because we got really, really close after that. Because he was like always my protector. And of course,
which you shouldn't have had to have because he shouldn't have been an abusive asshole.
Right. Correct. It was like so bad that there was a party one time where he got wasted and he started peeing in the corner of the room. Just like in the corner of the room. And I woke up and I was like, that's not the toilet. And he was like, shut the fuck up. And like started cussing me out. And I was like, whatever. So I went back to sleep. And that was my friend's dorm. And I was just like, the next morning, she's like, why does it smell like pee like in here? And I was like, I see pee in the corner. Like, I don't know what you want from me. It was, again,
how embarrassing.
He was an alcoholic and just insanely like abusive with everything. And I mean, like, again, I wasn't perfect by any means. I would cuss him out. I'd be like mm-hmm. in his face up one side, down the other. Obviously, like he would cheat and I would be like, we're done. And then I would go hang out with somebody, but then obviously still not be done with him. Like, mm-hmm. We were both toxic, but this is where a lot of my trust in men and trust in relationship issues stemmed from. And so this was like constant for 7 years. 7 years of this. And then when we hit our 7 year anniversary, that year I was going for spring break. I was a junior. And so I was going to spring break. And so they had graduated. But the friend was going to go with me. So he went with me, and Jay was pissed off because he was just like, why is he going with you? It's because he likes you. It's because you like him, blah, blah, blah. Which I did at that point. Like, I did like him enough that me and him planned a trip to Europe together. And for that May, that's when I was like, yeah, I got to be done. Like, mm-hmm. I need to separate myself from Jay. Well, I met Drew. And Drew like swept me off my feet. And I was like, well, this is who I'm supposed to be with, not Jay. So like, I kind of, you know, went to Drew. And so much so that when I went to Europe with the friend, and it was like, you know, one bed trope, right? Like we had booked one bed and everywhere. And then I would not cheat on Drew. And so I was like, no, I'm with this new guy. I'm not going to sleep with you. And so the friend was rightfully pissed because he's like, we planned this European trip and now you're being you and not being what I thought we were going to be. So I really pissed him off.
Nobody like that.
I ended up being with Drew for 5 years. So, and marrying him. That was my first marriage. So it is what it is with that. But Jay, in that first like year that Drew and I were together, like I would say the first like 6 months that Drew and I were together, Jay would, at this point, Jay had cheated on me again during our relationship with the woman he is now married to.
They found one to be committed to, or he found one still that's cheats. Okay with him cheating.
Well, she may not know. But
bless her heart.
She probably doesn't even know about me and realize that he was with me for 7 years and cheated on me with her. And during that first little bit with me with Drew and him with her, he would still text me and have me come over to his apartment. And like, I still wouldn't do anything. He would try though. He'd be like, oh, let's just, you know, make it like old times and stuff. And it was just like, it was hard to let him go because he was 7 years of my life. And I didn't touch him, even though he was like trying to like, he was like, we can make out, we could still sleep together. And I'm like, no, I'm with Drew now. But I was still trying to like struggle with letting it go. Like, am I making the right decision by letting this go? And anyway, so Jay ends up marrying that person. They're still together today and have 4 kids. But I know for a fact that he cheated on her on his bachelor party night because another mutual friend of ours was there and he called and told me.
How do you cheat on your bachelor's night?
Because Jay cheats all the time.
You're supposed to be excited about getting married.
But I don't.
Why even get married?
Because men can't be alone. I think because whenever I was out of the picture, he was like, well, let me just marry this one because she wants to marry me and everything will be like fine. It would not surprise me because cheaters never really change to that extent. Serial cheaters like that. But what's hard now after dealing everything with Dick is that I didn't see it coming because I was with a person for 7 years who was so toxic and who had such a pivotal influence in my childhood and teenage years that it made it hard to trust anybody. And that's part of the reason why I went to therapy for the 6 years that I did therapy once I moved up to DC. And then when I came down here and met Dick, that's what pisses me off, I think, more than anything now, being out of the situation with Dick for so long, is like, how did I not see it?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've been through it before. I've been with a serial cheater before. So how did I not see this coming?
But it looked different this time.
It did. It looked very different this time. This time, there was no alcoholism. There was no screaming and cussing. There was no hitting me.
But he also plays it really well because I had no idea you existed.
Right. And none of you
showed me a whole place that he lived at, allegedly.
Yeah. Like no one did. No one knew that he was married or that he had 4 kids.
I'm just glad that I didn't fall for him or his disgusting
shenanigans.
The handlebar joke was gross. I couldn't get past it.
Yeah. That is gross. But ladies, work on forgiving yourself. because that I think is the hardest thing a lot of times when you're in a relationship and you're mad that like you didn't see it or that you stuck with it for so long. Because like I'm mad that I wasted 7 years of my youth with Jay, all because I was tied to this religious trauma that I've also had to work through of, oh, well, you have to marry the person that you lose your virginity to, which is an insane thing to think at that age and something mm-hmm. insane to push on that age group. And you got to remember, this is before we had the internet, but it wasn't like it is now. We didn't have all the social media. We didn't have all the resources that there are now. There were no podcasts. Mm-hmm. Like none of this existed.
You know what my MySpace name was? Amber, just the cool kid with the cool face.
Wow.
It didn't age well. And then my AIM was cool face 71457.
Mm-hmm. That's fantastic.
Did not age well.
No. Mine was Ariel Roxy for both because my girls, we called ourselves the Roxys. We all had a Roxy sticker on the back of our car. And then we all had a princess and mine was Ariel.
Oh, and my dad set up my first like Yahoo and AIM account and he made it Sweetheart 71457. But if we're being honest, I was not a sweetheart. So that didn't really fit.
Well, you know, he was trying.
He was trying. Wishful thinking. Because I'm mean as shit.
Why do we do this to ourselves? Why do we get in these horrible relationships and then like stay in them or excuse the behavior?
I remember when I broke up with number one, I felt like my chest would like ripped from me. Mm-hmm. Like my heart was ripped out. And it was just because it was so toxic and so trauma bonded mm-hmm. that I thought I couldn't live without him. And then when I finally could, I was like, I can breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, he was crazy.
That's what's crazy to me is this. Jay was really hard on me. Obviously, getting away from him after 7 years of trauma bonding was hard. And it took, honestly, another person to get me away from him. Dick is that situation to me. Like, the suicidal tendencies, the heart being absolutely ripped out of my chest and feeling like I'm not going to make it. Was Dick. And I think it was almost worse with him because I didn't see it coming at all. Whereas with Jay, that first initial cheat hurt, mm-hmm. but also the ones that followed, it almost became expected.
Like you knew they were coming.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, he's just going to cheat on me all the time. And for some reason I'm going to stay with him. It's fine.
But I had only caught mine cheating that one time. And remember I had forgiven him after because yeah. he came crying after he raped me. And then I forgave him.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do we do that?
I would catch him on fire if I had the choice now.
Say.
Watch yeah. him burn.
I would just walk away.
Usher's saying, it's getting hot in here.
Or no, he has the one that he has a burn song too.
Oh, he does have the burn
yeah,
song.
He has the yeah. burn song too. He likes fire.
He does.
No, hot in here is Nelly.
Oh, yeah. You're That's right. What it is. You're right. I'm fucking it up.
Yeah.
Fucking it all up.
Yeah. You should know your cats are Biggie Paw and Tupac. You
that's,
should know
that's
your rappers.
Not Usher.
No, but you should know your rappers.
Look, I know the boys in the hood. Like, I know the movie, okay?
But yeah, so moral of that story is our childhood relationships can really trauma like ties us. And you know, I went to therapy to work through a lot of that one. Obviously, then being with Dick was very confusing because I was like, did I not learn anything? So working through that again. But if you have a similar situation, just forgive yourself. And if a guy asks you to blow on the box in his car because he's gotten too many DUIs, that should be your sign. If the cheating didn't do it, let it be that.
You had so many signs prior
to that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, literally, like, I was hit. He peed in a corner. Like, he was an awful human. But I was obsessed. I was obsessed. And my poor friends, I drug them through so much with me. So sorry, girls.
Look, my sister keeps telling me she don't want me to ever date again because she can't go through another relationship with me.
That's fair.
I do think it's very fair.
Yeah, that's how the girls feel too. They'll always laugh because they'll be like, so much of their high school was like based around me and Jay that mm-hmm. they're like, your relationship also traumatized us. And I'm like, well, you're welcome because two of you are happily married and in very healthy relationships. So you're welcome. I showed yeah. you what not to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's what my sister says too. She's like, you traumatized me too. And I'm like, you didn't have to live through it. But yeah. thanks for returning my wedding dress on my birthday for me while I cried.
I would have done it for you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I appreciate you too.
Well, that was the story for today. Just another, since I've only ever talked about dick, I haven't talked about any others. I was like, let me talk about Jay and where it all first started. And also probably why dick was so traumatizing, because it brought back all of that yeah. I had lived through before.
It makes you question again, are you not good enough? Mm-hmm. Because here it is, another man that you love is cheating on you as well.
With a ton of women again.
Yeah.
Again. So it's like, what is it about me that makes this happen? Mm-hmm. Like, is it a me problem? Is it, you know, what is it? And what's crazy is I'm a completely different person now than I was then, because mm-hmm. I was angry all the time with Jay. Like, I mm-hmm. was vital. I was like, I got violent too because he was violent. Like, it was unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And then with Dick, I didn't have to do any of that. So, you know, it was just, but then I still got cheated on. So it's like, okay, well, I was a completely different person from, you know, mm-hmm. 15 to 35, obviously. Mm-hmm. But why did it happen again?
Yeah, and it just makes you question everything you ask yourself about your worth. Like, was that girl prettier than me? But then mm-hmm. we looked at the photos, so.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm still the Dollar Tree.
You
version.
Are not. Shut up. You're Dollar beautiful. Tree version. You're beautiful. No, but yeah, I just think that sadly, what I didn't realize at a young age is how many people actually cheat and how common it truly 100%. Is. So I think that now, after dealing with Dick and seeing how common it is, which is why I'm good. I don't need a date. But just seeing how common it is, it's just like, ladies, if you are happily married, we're happy for you. But if your spidey senses go up, please pay attention to them. Mm-hmm. Like, we're not saying your husbands are going to do anything.
We don't believe that all men cheat either.
Right. But if your spidey senses go up, there are all kinds of women out there who have stories we've told who said they never would have thought that he would cheat. I mean, I never would have thought Dick would cheat. I paid for everything and I took care of that man. Why would he want to leave me? Why would he want to cheat? Men still do it. So just pay attention to all the spidey senses that go up.
Yeah.
So... all right. Well, you guys have a great week and we'll see you next time.
See you later, guys.
This episode is proudly brought to you by the law firm Ryan and Rouse. If you or a loved one have been injured or need legal help for changing family circumstances, contact the personal injury and family law attorneys at Ryan and Rouse today at 256-801-1000 or visit them online at www.alabamalaw.com. When your future is on the line, don't go at it alone.